get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad, this could be so magnificent.
The cheering crowd. The cheering crowd. I really have an issue with Americans cheering crowds. So this is the reaction.
Your reaction to this statement, Riviera of the Middle East.
Look, the statement in itself is grotesque, can I be honest? It's grotesque. But the fact that it's grotesque doesn't mean that it's not dangerous and we shouldn't worry. Because he's declaring not only to want to continue, and he's giving this statement standing next to the Israeli prime minister, who's wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and crimes against humanity. This is already surreal to me as a lawyer in 2024. But also, he's basically saying that he will commit, and he's inciting or is recognizing his eagerness to commit international crimes like forced displacement. Palestinians, like indigenous people, won't move, especially because this is the last bit of Palestine that remains to them. This is what I've gathered through my testimonies. And they also know, so Donald Trump is saying that we commit, is ready to commit forced displacement, deportation, and occupy another people's land. I mean, is he proposing an occupation over the occupation? This is aggression. It cannot be legal. So we should wake up and say, what is this? How do we stop this?